George, let's talk a little bit about New Year's resolutions, why they're effective, why they aren't in some cases. And then my big question to you is, why do people wait until the new year to do it?
Well, that's actually a really excellent question. And it actually would be in people's best interest to start planning now so they can identify a goal, and it needs to be one goal. I see that challenge all the time. People will come in and say, all right, I want you to help me with, you know, your techniques to unblock me or hypnosis or whatever the tool is that we're selecting. But they'll have a laundry list of issues. And I'll say, if you want to be successful, let's choose one goal for this. I mean, you can work on other goals, but let's choose one at a time. And they're usually shocked. And they'll say, why one? Because if you start working on multiple goals, you're going to be distracted. They're going to require different tools and approaches. And if you start sliding in one, it'll cause the other issues to slide too. So that's even with hypnosis, it's common. People will, you know, I'd like to improve success. I'd like to feel more confident. I'd like to be taller or whatever, you know, ostensibly. And you want to work on one thing at a time. So you want to achieve that goal and have a sense of what it's like to be in your life with that goal achieved. So start writing down now, what is the goal? Delineate it as specifically as you can, and then really get into it. What does it look like? What does it feel like? If you're thinking about some dietary program, you know, what does it taste like? And then just be reasonable. But you want it to be extremely specific. People that, you know, at this time of year, they might think, okay, I want to work on unblocking myself for success to increase my income, or I want to lose 10 pounds, or I want to start going and working out three times a week. Now, three times a week is a quantitative measure, so that's something that's good. And then after you get specific with the goal, or if you're thinking about, okay, I need to plan for the future, I want to save more money, that won't work either. You have to think, okay, I'm going to put away, you know, $100 a month automatically. Now, that's good and quantitative, and people can do that, and then you adjust it as you will. So that's the first thing. But start planning it now, and then think, okay, what are the objections going to be? Because you can start doing this now. You don't have to wait for January 1st. And let's get going now to scope out what are the challenges, why do you want it, get into it, and see what is going to be the blocks that need to be cleared. So that's okay. A perfect one. And then, you know, one of the other biggest challenges is it's hard for people to be specific because they know generally what they want, but they don't exactly, they can't create the mental image, you know, back to the subconscious again. So it's helpful to do some unblocking so that they can see it more clearly. But the more specific they can get, you know, get behavioral, think about specifically what is happening, and then write it down. There's a famous Harvard MBA study of just the concept of writing down your goals. The individuals that made the most money wrote down their goals, and the ones that didn't write down their goals earned about 90% less of a Harvard MBA.
What does writing it down, George, have to do with it?
It actually transfers that data and that brain function. It causes it to operate in other parts of the brain, so it's more powerful. So you want to get specific. You want to write it down, get it into the prefrontal cortex so that you can determine what are the necessary steps to take so that you can be successful.